Reish Tzadi Aleph, Siv Hei Vav, and Reish Tzadi Beis of Aleph. The Mechaber brings down four different shitas here with regard to what you can make, what you could use for Shalosh Shavuot. And the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Mem Daled brings down a fifth shita. Four shitas that are here. Lechatchila, everybody holds fast. B'di'eved, if somebody can't, then you can either use Pasav Abakitzin, or second in line is Basav Adagim, or third in line is Peiris after that. And Lamais of the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber seems to be Noita. Unless you're Soveya B'Yoyser, then you should really use Pas. That's really how we pass, because you should use Pas. Or if you're stuck, Tzera Pesach, then you can use something else. Erev Pesach, Peiris, or Basav Adagim, like the Ramah says in Hilchos Pesach. But the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah over there says that in addition to using the Peiris later on afterwards, since there are shittas that hold that you should use Pas, so therefore the Chatchila, what you could do, you should do, is split up your morning Suda into two. That way you'll also be yet to the Chiyuv of Pas, or to the shittas that hold that it's not a problem to do it before Mincha Ukedem. That's what one should do in addition to having the Peiris. Now, the Magen Avraham brings down the Shlo, who quotes the Zoyar, who says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos, Shachalias, Erev Pesach, Shachalias, B'Shabbos, would be, instead of having Shal Shudas, he would learn. Mekayim Shal Shudas with Divrei Torah, is the way that they say it. Now, we have to also just bear in mind that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai also was Mekayim Tvila, Ayde Divrei Torah. He didn't daven. It was Torah, so he didn't say it was Pater, so he didn't. So there's a lot of mitzvahs that he didn't do, that we do, and I don't know if you just want to go ahead. Like Olechot, Shereit Litlas Hashem, Yovah V'Yito, Mamela, one should certainly at least use Peiris, and at least use, and if you could, split up your Suda in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings down over here that you could, you can't really say, B'minei Tigun Sha'isim Ematik Tusha, something which has Tigun or Mevushal, Knedlach, and things like that, you could use an Erev Pesach. However, we that have a minig not to use matzah, Ashkenazim, that have a minig not to use matzah or matzah shir on Erev Pesach, then say the Paiskim that even cookies and other things which are made out of matzah and the Pasav Abakitzin of matzah, since if you would be kaveh asud on it, you would have to wash, then mamela you shouldn't use those either. L'chur matzah bray would work. It's mitugan, and it's pieces that are less than a kazayas, l'chura, that would you'd be able to use that according to this. Sivav, nashim chayavas b'sud shlishis, women are chayiv in sud shlishis. Interesting that the Mechaber brings it down as an entire halacha, and with regard to Malav Malka, he does not bring it down such halacha. It's mashma, maybe that women are not mechayiv Malav Malka. The truth is that there's a bir halacha over here that says that there's a big misconception amongst people. People think that Malav Malka is more chosh v'suda than shal shudis. Probably that came from, I would say, is that people are full by Shal Shudas. They don't eat so much by Malav Malka. They're already very hungry because it's after Shabbos. So if they have a big suit as opposed to Shal Shudas, that you just have challah, kzayis, and you bench. You have some matzah. It's also it came to be matzah that people have matzah instead of. I think that's the only time. Shal Shudas is really the only time that people are kaveh on matzah, for the most part, or standard people. And for that reason, Luli the Mustafina Amina, the Sfaradim are really right that you should be making a mezainis on matzah. Matzah is no different than begalach, than pretzels. Pretzels is pasav abakistin, you make a mezainis on it because it's hard and crunchy. Matzah is the exact same thing. The only reason why matzah we make a mitzvah on it is because it's the derech to be kaveh sudan. It's not the derech to be kaveh sudan for most people. Some people during Shal Shudas use that because they, when you go to any yeshiva, they'll have maybe also a matzah. But they have bokalach, they have, most people have challah, most people. That being the case, even though we're certainly not changing the halacha, but could be that that's where it came from, that Shal Shudas became less choshev to a certain extent than Malav Malka. However, that is not the case. The Bir Lach also points out over here that women are chayv in Lecha Mishnah. And therefore, if they came too late, they weren't yetzeh, they should use Lecha Mishnah themselves. Reish Tzadi Beis, By Mincha we say Anis Filasi, and the reason is David Melech said we're different than the Goyim. The Goyim, they eat, drink, and be merry, and then they eat, drink, and be merry some more. However, we eat, drink, and be merry, and then afterwards Anis Filasi, we spend our time davening. The Meila, the Halacha is on Yom Kippur, Shechal Yis B'Shabbes, you do not say Anis Filasi, because we do not eat and drink, and therefore you don't say Anis Filasi. And the rest is with regard to Kadeshim and Hakolom Akeimai, Yom Kippur.